Frank?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, it's good to see you the other day, although you're pretty far down the table.
Well, it was a good luncheon meeting.
I thought they were very nice men. They're very, very, very constructive, I thought, and it was a pretty top level, folks. I enjoyed it. Did you think it went all right?
I thought it went splendidly.
I didn't get
to talk about it in the plane coming back. I came back with two or three of them. And Tom Gates and others, Sidney Weinberg and let's see who else was with us. I forgot. There were four of us.
How's Bill Paley getting along? I never do hear from him.
Well, getting along all right. He's been on holiday. And
what does he do? Shack up in Bahamas or something? Bahamas? How's your business?
Business looks good for the first quarter. The only place we're soft is in the mail order business, and that could be due to the fact that the post office service is difficult these days with the mail order stuff. So we don't know whether it's the post office or whether it's the customer. But
you going to fight hell out of the increases?
No.
We're trying to get that thing cleaned up. We're just losing. I don't think we've got much choice in this. If we give the workers a 3.85 pay raise, it costs us a little over $1 billion. We're afraid if we don't give it to them, Ruth and them come along with 4, 5, 6, 7. They can't strike, and they say the people that can strike can get 4, 5, 6, 7. We can't even get 385. We're afraid that it'll load us with 8 or 10 because they're down the scale for comparable work, and under the law, we're supposed to give them comparable. Reevaluate and give them comparable pay. McNamara's scared to death if we don't do something. Yet, when you add $1 billion, it just really tears you up. Out of my, I figured last night, out of my $7-8 billion of what I figure will be new money, 5 of its defense, $1 billion of its pay scale, $700 million of its interest. So that's $6,700,000 out of less than 8 for those three items. So I've got nothing left. And that means everything's frozen. So then they all just say, well, I do sweat out to sell a few more certificates, and I take that and do a few more things that I have to do in education and so on. You asked a question the other day about our State of the Union. We got two or three or four choices. Tuesday night is the normal night that they would want us if we go at night. We have gone at night in the past. If we change, they think we'd get a good deal of stories and talk about it. Kempner and Bill Moyer's saying that we don't want to be exposed, or we don't want to do this, or we're retreating, or we're so on. Wednesday night would be so that's all right, but they say it messes up all networks. They all got bad shows and movies and specials, and I don't know what else. Wednesday night, we can't have it. Dirksen's got a birthday party, and everybody's coming from everywhere, 400 people from 40 states. All the leaders of both houses and the Republican appointees and everything. And it's traditional. It's kind of like Rayburn's birthday used to be. Nobody touched it, and you lose more than you gain if you get even close to it. Thursday night, you've got the National Press Women. They got 1,200 and all the women there. And, of course, Friday they're gone, and then that carries you over into the next week. And in the meantime, you can't introduce a bill, and you can't have an appearance. So it pretty well narrows down to, looks like, the best time from the standpoint of the Congress. I haven't talked to them because of all the power trouble and all the other things. But today is about the last day to talk to them. I haven't talked to anybody else, incidentally, in that work. And I've just talked to you about our luncheon in the light of your question. I don't want to be in a position of calling you about it because I don't want to handle it myself, but I don't want to get your estimate of the luncheon and how it went and any suggestions you had. But since you raised the question, I thought I owed you utter frankness. It looks like to us that they'll probably invite us Tuesday night at probably 9 o'clock. And if they do that, we probably ought to let them invite us today so that you get Sunday papers, and you can get whatever promotion you give on Mondays and Tuesdays to get it. Now, if we don't do it Tuesday night, we could do it Tuesday noon. The question is whether that's a retreat on your fourth year or not. Economically, I know it'd be better for all of y'all. Bob Kentner, though, says that you cause more hell to women on soap operas than you do at night. NBC's got a movie, they say, and that you all have got to... It splits a couple of your shows, the Red Skelton and...
that's the one we're cutting in half.
And the ABC's got some special that they've been working on a long time. But I don't know if we do it that week. Tuesday night is... We can't do it Wednesday night, and I just don't think you could do it Thursday night under the... These women, I bet you I've had 50 of them already write me and call me every press conference they ask. And they've had theirs planned for 4 months.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that on unless you did it in the daytime. And I'm not clear in my own mind if you asked me how I would react to it. About a week ago, I thought about it, and I wondered whether it might not be smart to do it.
I thought that. I recommended that. Bob Kentner just razzed back and just positive no, and Bill does too, because they think it changes the pattern, and it looks like you're shifting or defending or running or hiding or...
Well, there's precedent for changing the pattern, isn't there, within the administration? No,
nobody did any television at night before we came in, and we have had it all at night, and any change I make is a real play-up. They say that they would say, well, why, when he demanded and forced them and made them give him time before, none of which I have done. I'm pretty sensitive about this. I think if more people see us on television, the tougher it is for us. That's my general judgment. I've told all of the networks that. I've told Bob Kentner that and Bill. They argue with you about it. But anyway, that's not a point. The whole question is, what night you have it, really, I guess.
Well, if it's a question of what night, then I would say Tuesday night would make sense.
It's the most appropriate night, because that's when Congress comes in. And do you know anything about the other schedules and you know what it does to y'all? Doesn't any night hurt you?
Yeah, any night hurts us except Monday night, and that's out of the question here.
They're not meeting, you see.
Because every night except Monday night,
is there any chance of being charged with favoring one or the other if we just do it the only night that's available to us?
No, I don't think so. Tuesday night, let's see, NBC doesn't have a movie on Tuesday night. ABC doesn't have a movie on Tuesday night. So, I think it's going to be tough on ABC that night. I don't know any way to get around one of the three networks getting heard on a movie.
Do they have to do it? Why can't we ask them to tape it and do it later?
Well, they can do it later. The difficulty is these movies start at 9 and go to 11.
No, I'm talking about my part. Couldn't they tape if I went on at 9, couldn't they tape me for 45 minutes or an hour and then run it run it after their movie?
Oh, sure, certainly.
I wonder what's wrong with that. I think it'd give us better coverage in the West.
9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, yes.
If NBC and CBS carried us at 9 o'clock, that would be 9 in the East and 8 in the Southwest. Then if the other folks taped it from 9 until 10 and say ran it at 11 o'clock, they'd get it 8 out on the West Coast. Now, if you were an advertiser, had you rather have it that way than all up simultaneously?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't we ask them to do that? That saves their show and gives us a repeat. And the fellas that miss the thing anybody wants to can hear it. I don't think any of them gonna listen much. I don't think it's just a bunch of stale stuff about government that even a government professor has trouble following. I don't think they're gonna.
I could make a suggestion on the ABC part of this thing. I think that a Phil or whoever handles it with the network would say there would be no objection for a taping and playback. Then if they wanted to do it that way, fine, and if they didn't want to do it that way, they wouldn't feel they were being given second position.
That might be all right.
Otherwise, I'm afraid that they're apt to think that they're being told to do it that way rather than given the option.
Does anybody in our office ever tell the networks anything?
Not to my knowledge, not at all.
I have instructed them never to ask them for anything and tell them it's available if they want it. If they don't, they can go to hell. I mean, just about that crude. And I just beg them not to, but I never know if they, skittish as they are in this business of ours, whether somebody may fudge and imply that they want something and urge it. I've told them every one, because it suit me just as well if they never carried a press conference. I'd rather they didn't do it. If I had my preference, I'd say not to. And I tell them just say this, that we're going to have the press conference and the room is big enough, and if you want to, you can get set up. That's a matter for you. It's available to radio and TV, or it's available to sound on film and radio, or it's not. And that's all we say. Then it's their decision. And then that way I don't think they think they're being intimidated. And the president requests time. I see frequently in papers the White House requested time. I don't believe they do that. If they ever do, I wish you'd tell me.
I will. I'll just... By the way, I goofed when I told you it was ABC that the movie on Tuesday night. I was NBC.
Yeah, that's what I understood. But ABC has a special.
ABC has, I don't know about that.
They said an hour special that gives them lots of trouble.
On Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, they must be putting that place
in Bader's.
That's as far as the new show is just starting.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah, I believe that is. The NBC has the movies, the ABC has the invaders, you have Dr. what you call him and Red Skelton. Will that cause the families to get mad?
No, Doc Curry, as a matter of fact, started at 7:30, 8:30, so no problem there. You can come up at 9 o'clock with you.
Yeah.
No,
what do you do? Do you just knock Skelton out? Okay, I guess that's what it'll be, and I will let you know sometime today.
You got another second?
Yeah.
Is there any likelihood that something...